The Theater School presents The Kid Who Ran for President by Jeremiah Clay Neal, from the book by Dan Gutman. Director, choreographer, Ernie Nolan. Musical director, orchestrator, Mark Elliott. Scenic designer, Christina Hubbard. Costume designer, Madison Breed. Lighting designer, Brian Suchaki. Projection designer, Morgan Madison. Sound designer, arranger, Alyssa Kerr. Dramaturg, Roe Ogrens. Stage manager, Alexa Santiago. Place and time, now, Chicago, Washington, D.C. Strobe and theatrical haze are used in this production. The play will be performed without an intermission. Cast: June Sires, Ayanna Bakari. Senator, campaigner, Lemonade Kid, Chloe Baldwin. Miss Rita Honeywell, Andra Beatty. Lane Brainerd, Michael Cohen. Pete Guerra, Ari Dupree Thompson. Secretary of Defense, Lemonade Kid, Matthew Lawler. Cat Lady, Emma, Lemonade Kid, Carolyn Moore. President of South Africa, Lemonade Kid, Michael Morrow. Breakfast Lobbyist, Campaigner, Lemonade Kid, Marjorie Mueller. Arthur Kranz, Vin Nguyen. Judson Moon, Skylar Okerstrom Lang. Agent Doe, Lemonade Kid, Shea Peterson. Abby Goldstein, Dylan Rodriguez Miller. Mom, Jillian Scale. Dad, Chandler Smith. Chelsea Daniels, Raven Whitley. Director's note: I love musicals. I love the idea of escaping into worlds of singing and dancing, fantastic sets and costumes, drama and hilarity. But most of all, I love how many musicals are expressions of unapologetic optimism. There's something about a character expressing their hopes and dreams in song that makes you wholeheartedly believe in their possibility. Whether young Alexander Hamilton singing, "I am not throwing away my shot," or Annie belting, "The sun will come out tomorrow," or Tony and Maria declaring, "There is a better place for us," the positive determination of musical theater heroes can be especially inspiring. Today, as the winds of the real presidential election blow outside the theater, I hope that you are stirred by our own rockin' presidential anthems inside the theater. In addition to having fun, I hope that you are provoked to use your own voice, whether singing or rapping or simply speaking, in order to incite the change you would like to see happen. I passionately trust, like a musical theater hero, that you can make a difference. Now cue up the orchestra, raise the curtain, and get ready for musical motivational mischief. Ernie Nolan. Dramaturgy note: in The Kid Who Ran for President, 12-year-old Judson Moon starts out as a goofball. No one takes him or his pranks seriously. Even he doesn't take himself seriously. Before and during his presidential campaign, he thinks he's just a kid. But as the campaign charges on, Judson begins to discover how his actions can make a difference, and that kids can actually hold the power to change the world. While Judson's story is make-believe, there are many real-world kids who are making a difference. 13-year-old Blair Gooch runs a drive that sends toys and school supplies to the children of Haiti who were affected by the devastating 2010 earthquake. When Blair started, his plan was to send teddy bears to the children. Blair achieved his dream and more with the help of family, friends, and community. 13-year-old Charlie Kuhn started her charity, HELP, Hope, Encouragement, Love, Peace, when she was only 11. Charlie's goal was to send blankets to orphanages all around the world. After starting out small, she has managed to send out over 700 blankets to 9 nations worldwide. Although we may not live in a world where a kid can run for president, we do live in a world where kids everywhere are using their voices to make a difference. Judson's story may be make-believe, but the fact that one kid's voice can change the world is not. It doesn't matter if you are a goofball, a straight-A student, an athlete, or any combination of those things. Your voice is huge, and it is a privilege to be able to share it. Roe Ogrens, BFA 4, Theater Arts.